Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some cake, and as if that weren't bad enough for us, we're going to have some donuts, do some sewing, do some doodling, and play some records for no particular reason. Last week, as part of our special 4th of July show, we played some takeoffs on Yankee Doodle. Well, here's a segment of some other Doodle songs, beginning with the Six Jumping Jacks.
I'm all through wearing a frown. My baby's back. My baby's back. Cock-a-doodle, I'm off my noodle, and soon my arms will be round. My baby's back. My baby's back. Oh, how I missed her. Oh, missed her. While she was far away, I longed to kiss her. Kiss her more and more every day. Cock-a-doodle, I'm off my noodle, I'm all through dressing in black. My baby's back. My baby's back. Thank you.
We began that little bit of doodling with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with the vocal by Tom Stax and Cock-a-Doodle, I'm Off My Noodle from Christmas Eve 1926. That was followed by a trio of acoustic recordings beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra August 9, 1923 and Doo Doo Da Loom, written by Fletcher Henderson and Porter Granger. Next, it was the Romance of Harmony Orchestra, about whom virtually nothing is known, and Doodle Doo Doo, written by Art Castle and Mel Stitzel. Doodle Doo Doo was a very popular tune, also recorded by the Benson Orchestra, Ben Burney, Willie Krieger, Tiny Hill, Clyde McCoy, Ray Miller, the Varsity Eight, and Domenico Savino, who went by D. Onivas and his orchestra. Why D. Onivas? Well, spell Onivas backwards and you have Savino. It was played in that June 30, 1924 recording at a considerably slower tempo than by most other bands, and was issued only as a personal recording, meaning it was sold privately by members of the band. We finished up with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, June 19, 1924, and the Doodle-Um Blues. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On last week's show, I mentioned composer Billy James and his composition Cut Yourself a Piece of Cake and Make Yourself at Home. Well, here it is as part of a set of rapidly rotating records about, cake.
Mm-hmm. Mixed music in a rhythm pan. Give it all the heat you can. Serve it right away. Pancake, bake a man. What you've got is really in demand. Dish it all with the expert hand. Start the band to play. Get that oven piping hot, like you always do. Stir up all the pep you've got. Make some swing-a-roo. Yes, yes, yes. Pat a cake, bake a man. Mix your music with a rhythm pan. Give it all the heat you can. Serve it right away, yeah. Every man in the band. Pat your hand. Yes, yes, yes. Pat a cake, bake a man. Do it now. It's a while. Show them how, yeah. Pat a cake, bake a man. Pat it out now. Hello. That's how rhythm was born, yeah. Make it hot. Make it hot, yeah. Pat a cake, bake a man.
Fats Waller and his rhythm, and Patty Cake from October 13th, 1938. That was written by Fats along with Andy Razaf and James C. Johnson. Before that, it was Jock McDermott and his New Carlton Players, credited on the label of that Metropole 78 as the Montmartre Mad Hatters, and Fred Douglas vocalizing on Cupid on the Cake from around October or November of 1930. The Montmartre Mad Hatters was also used as a pseudonym on the Metropole label for Tommy Kinsmond and Alan Selby and their orchestras. Cupid on the Cake, reminiscent of Fairy on the Clock, was written by Sherman Myers and was preceded by Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All, recorded by Jeanette in Cincinnati, Ohio on January 22, 1925. I Like You Best of All was written by George Little, Arthur Sizemore, and Larry Shea. We began with Cut Yourself a Piece of Cake and Make Yourself at Home, composed by Billy James. That was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, a Ben Selvin band, in July of 1923, and the vocalist was Irving Kaufman.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week on July 9th, back in 1872, John F. Blondell of Thomaston, Maine, received a patent for the donut cutter. Donuts are pretty much off my list these days, but here are some musical donuts, beginning with the Six Jumping Jacks. Thank you.
dunk a donut, donut, make it nice. Dunking donuts is a lot of fun. Now some folks say that it's wrong, but I know they lie, for when they're alone, they dunk on the sly. If you're not a member of this famous club, why, you are simply living in a rut. You'll learn it quickly if you try, but just keep your wristwatch dry when you're dunk, dunk, dunking with a donut.
Never pump a pumpy son of a gun. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Down on that yam yam tree. I like my donut nice and sweet, but everybody tastes them up and down the street. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. I like my donuts nice and round, but everybody tastes them all over this town. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. Now my donuts, they are hard to beat. You eat free, they are, you can't stand on your feet. Who pumped the wind in my donuts? Sure don't resemble me. Down on that yam yam tree. I got donuts all in my house. You eat my donuts, they'll melt in your mouth. Who pumped the wind in my donuts? Sure don't resemble me. Now who pumped the wind in my donuts? Sure don't resemble me. Did it, but who's never did it? There was a pumping son of God. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me. Who pumped the wind in my donut? Down on that yam yam tree. I wasn't there when the pumping was done, but who's never pump a pumping son of a gun? Who pumped the wind in my donut? Sure don't resemble me, baby. Sure don't resemble me.
Mm-hmm.
he could bake. His bread was heavy laden, and also was his cake. He surely knew his business, that's how he made his dough. But often he would say to me, here's what I'd like to know. Where do the holes go in doughnuts when we eat the doughnuts up? I've tried to find out the answer ever since Hector was a pup. Now I know where mosquitoes go in winter, and I know it hurts to sit down on a splinter. But tell me, where do the holes go in doughnuts when we eat the doughnuts up?
Billy James Dance Orchestra and Adrian Schubert Band asking the musical question, where do the holes go in donuts when we eat the donuts up? That Oriole 78 was waxed on August 6, 1929. Before that, it was Robert Brown, who recorded as Washboard Sam on Victor, and on that Vocalion 78 as Ham Gravy, and Who Pumped the Wind in My Donut, recorded in Chicago on July 3, 1935. Personally, I never dunk, not even on the sly, but we began that donut set with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stax providing the vocal on When You Dunk a Donut, Don't It Make It Nice. That Cliff Hess composition was recorded on July 9, 1926, coincidentally the same day of the year that John Blondell got his patent for the donut cutter. Sheer coincidence? I think not. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, July 9th, marked the birth in 1819 of Elias Howe, inventor of the lock-stitch sewing machine. So, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about sewing, beginning with Ted Lewis and his band.
A little shoe. I can do most anything, honey. Think of what I could do for you. Oh, I can sing a hot song or a song that's blue. Oh, I can do most anything. Think of what I could do for you. Yeah, it's true. I can be mistaken now and then, and still I do crossword puzzles with a little fountain pen. and I can dance a polka, and I often do, and I can do most anything. Think of what I could do for you, yes, sir. Aha, there.
Getting mixed up with the cotton and sitting on the needles that she leaves upon the chair. And should you knock at our front door, Mother says, come inside. And if you ask where Susie is, she says with loving pride, is there Susie sewing shirts for soldiers? Such still as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shot shirt for soldiers Sister Susie shows. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Such still as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shot shirts for soldiers Sister Susie sews. My goodness, I'm certainly glad that's true. Now, tell what I'll do this afternoon. To any lady or gentleman in the audience that will try and sing this chorus, I will offer a prize. To any lady that will sing it, I will give a 10-pound box of Hylers, Hazen Shaws, Liggett, or Park and Tilford candy. I used to mention only one name, but they didn't send me anything. Now, if there any gentleman that will sing the chorus, I will offer a brand new hat. Is there any gentleman in the house would like to try it?
I'll try it.
All right, go right ahead.
Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's fine.
Such skill as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie sews.
Don't get nervous.
Some soldiers and a pistol.
That's funny. I gotta laugh at that. I feel pretty rocky, but I gotta laugh at some soldiers send her pistol. Why didn't you say revolvers and be done with it? Now, I tell you folks what we'll do. You've all heard the song two or three times. Let us all take it together. Have a good time. Let's sing right out loud. Now.
It's a Susie sewing shirt for soldiers.
That's fine.
Still a sewing shirt for shy young sister Susie.
That's great. Keep it up.
Woo!
That's good.
They soon as we come.
Good.
And the saucy, soft shirt for soldiers.
Al Jolson and a Columbia 78 waxed all the way back on December 3rd, 1914, and his sensational success, Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers, composed by Herman E. Derefsky, with the lyric by British songwriter R.P. Weston, who also co-wrote With Her Head Tucked Underneath Her Arm and I'm Henry VIII, I Am. Jolson plugged Sister Susie in his stage show, Dancing Around, which opened at the Winter Garden Theater on February 6, 1913, and ran for 145 performances. He offered $5 to any man or a new hat to any woman who could sing the entire lyric without messing it up. Before that, it was The Singing Governor, Jimmy Davis, and Sewing Machine Blues, recorded in Dallas, Texas on February 8, 1932. James Houston Davis was governor of Louisiana for two terms, 1944-48 and 1960-64, and is closely identified with the song You Are My Sunshine, which he claimed to have written, but which was actually written in 1937 by Paul Rice. We began that sewing set with Ted Lewis and his band and a Decca test pressing from November 10, 1934, I Can Sew a Button.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Every once in a while, we have a segment on the show called For No Particular Reason. Well, here for No Particular Reason are some rapidly rotating records about no particular reason, beginning with Arnold Johnson and his orchestra.
What's the reason, honey? Can't you tell me, honey? All the birds above know that I'm in love. Thank you.
skies above are sunny. What's the reason all the songbirds sing? Ooh, what's the reason bees start making honey? Honey, what's the reason winter turns to spring? The flowers in their bowers don a pleasant greeting. Every bell a cheery howdy-do.
What could be sweeter?
Why, the smile from everyone I'm meeting. Ooh, all the world knows I'm in love with you.
Thank you. find someone new. All I ever get from you is just abuse. I'm sick and tired, honey, what's the use? Each night your hat is in a new flat. The way you run around, it ain't tight like that. You'll put me on the spot until I get old. Then I'll hold it back, a stale jelly roll. All because we always had a different view. I never had a reason to believe in you. Reason to believe in you.
We began that No Particular Reason set for No Particular Reason with What's the Reason, performed there by Arnold Johnson and his orchestra with a vocal trio consisting of Roy Strom, Harold Arluck, before changing his name to Harold Arlen, and Roy Ingram. That recording is from April 9, 1928, and was followed by Tram, Bix, and Lang and a Frank Trumbauer Bix Beiderbecke composition for No Reason at All in C from May 13, 1927. We finished up with the Mound City Blue Blowers with a vocal by Jack Teagarden and Never Had a Reason to Believe in You, written by Red McKenzie and Frank Billings. That's from September 25th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.